you know, in the early 1900s, workers' compensation sprung up as sort of a grand bargain between employers and employees, whereby when there was injury, employees would be taken care of and employers wouldn't face negligence lawsuits. Over the years, that became mandatory in every state except Texas. And when I say mandatory, it's either mandatory or you have to have something equivalent. Oklahoma does have a private option, for example, but their plans are regulated. Texas is the only state that allows you to do, as a business owner or an employer, what no Texas motorist is allowed to do, and that is to just go bare, have no insurance, and hope that nothing bad happens.
But there's a division of workers' compensation in the state insurance department and a workers' compensation commissioner. That hasn't been of much help to workers?
What we discovered, the denial rate is very high on claims because you have private insurance companies that the employers hire to carry their work comp policies. And when you get into an accident and you make a claim, you got about a 50-50 chance that there's going to be some kind of denial or dispute of your claim. And then if you do get into the dispute process, you're very likely to lose a major dispute with an insurance carrier.
What's the reason most often given?
The burden of proof is on the employee, and a lot of times they don't have money to pay their doctors to come testify, but insurance companies have money to hire peer review doctors, to hire their own doctors to come in and say, no, this guy isn't really hurt, or his injury is minor. Part of it is a resources issue. And, you know, the critics say that that it's just stacked against the employee in favor of the insurance carrier.
What are workers to do?
There are some situations in which workers are just really abandoned. I mean, they really are. They work for somebody that doesn't cover any kind of insurance, and they're just left to their own devices. And so for those people, they really don't have anything. And I have not heard one good answer about how to take care of these people. What you hear people who don't want to go to any kind of mandatory comp say is that, look, more and more people are carrying workers' compensation, but they still don't have an answer for those who are not. And if they don't have a private plan, they're really, really in trouble. I mean, the legislature has the power to make this better. Whether they do, I think, depends a lot on whether or not regular people think that this is a priority. And if they don't, then the legislature's not going to fix it.
Jay Root, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me.